This is Museum People, a podcast that celebrates individuals connected with the museum field by highlighting their work, passions, opinions, and personalities. In each episode, you'll hear stories and viewpoints from a variety of museum people, unsung workers to executive directors, volunteers to trustees, as they help change the world one visitor at a time. And now, the hosts of Museum People, Dan Yeager and Marika Van Dam.
Marika,
Dan,
we're starting the Museum People podcast at long last.
I'm so excited. I always knew it would happen.
I'm excited that you're excited, actually. So this has got a little bit of a story, I guess. We, that is NEMA staff, we've been talking about doing something like a podcast for some time. And we thought it would be good to sort of feature people in our field and the like to get a sense of who they are and help NEMA with its sense of engagement. And I have to say, it's been one of those back burner items, as you might imagine, for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, one day, actually it was this past year at the AAM conference in Atlanta, we really kind of cranked it up. Marika, as it turns out, loves podcasts. And you
and I agree. I still think it's a great idea. I am a podcast fan, and I think most people are, and it's becoming more popular every day.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. Before we get going, Marika, maybe our listeners would like to know just a little bit about us and who we are. So why don't you take it away? Give us a quick intro to who you are.
I am Marika Van Dam. I am the executive director of the Cambridge Historical Society. I have been here in beautiful Cambridge, Massachusetts in this role for less than a year, but my heart has been in museums, in history museums, for the last 15 years. What else can I tell you about me?
You're an expert. Well, we'll uncover all that over the coming episodes for sure. And I'm Dan Yeager, and I'm the executive director of the New England Museum Association for a little over 5 years now. And I often tell folks that I've had kind of a wide and varied career. Prior to joining NEMA, I was for 7 years the executive director of the Charles River Museum of Industry and Innovation in Waltham, Massachusetts. And for 20 years prior to that, I ran a company called Yeager Communications, which was a marketing communications firm specializing in destination planning and development. And in that context, I had a lot of museum clients around the country. So my background with museums has been in a number of different ways, both from the inside and the outside. And in some ways, that makes what I do now my dream job, because I'm very passionate about museums, but I also have background to talk very deeply with all of our different constituencies, not just museum workers, but also the people who work with museums. I was an independent professional for many years, and I was a corporate member of NEMA and so on and so forth. So I have a lot of different perspectives that I bring to the table, and I love what I do every single day.
Well, it sounds like you'll never have to introduce yourself at a function again. I think you just fulfilled it.
There you go. Well, we're really happy to bring everybody museum people, and so the idea is going to be that we're going to feature the folks in the museum community. And Marika, you want to maybe set up the first little segment here of person on the street interviews that you did?
Yeah, so for some reason you let me hold the microphone. And when we were up at the State House here in Boston at Museum Advocacy Day, the first one here in Massachusetts, because I didn't have a table myself, I decided to be useful and I asked some of our colleagues some questions, and it was really fun.
Yeah. So the first one is, why do you enjoy working with museums?
I'm Nat Scheidle, and I love working in museums because I get to work with people and watch them be transformed by their experiences of the real thing.
Tell me your name and what you love about working in museums.
My name is Alyssa Alcowader, and I love working at museums because it's something that I would be doing anyways, being at a museum, so it's great that I can go there and actually get paid for it. I love that.
My name is Ryan Connery, and I love working in museums because I love sharing the history of our region with visitors and the public.
I love working in museums because of the interaction with the people from around the world and the incredible collections that we're able to hold and showcase.
How's that?
I'm Marilyn Roach, Historical Society of Watertown, and I volunteer with the Historical Society. I'm the current president. and I can't get enough of history.
My name is Tegan Kehoe. I work at the Russell Museum of Medical History and Innovation at Mass General Hospital. And I love working in museums. I think one of the reasons is because every day is different. There's so much to do, and I'm just using all parts of my brain and all parts of myself.
Excellent. Okay. Name and why you love working.
My name is Sarah Alger. I'm the director of the Russell Museum at Mass General Hospital. I have to say, this is my first job in museums, and it's been a thrill. And the reason I love it is because we have so many stories to tell. We will never run out.
Introduce yourself and say why you love working in museums.
Okay. I'm Mary Delaney. I'm the marketing manager at Fruitlands Museum in Harvard, Massachusetts, and I love working at a museum because it's so creative. There's something new always happening, and I love the idea of preserving history for future generations so no one forgets.
Hi, I'm Devin Follett. I'm the marketing coordinator at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. I love working in museums because I get to see not only children, but every age of a person really learn about something new and let them explore what we have to offer.
This is the Commonwealth Museum. My name is Steve Kenny. I'm the director of the museum, and I love history. And I love the creativity in museums. I enjoy working on exhibits. And we like meeting people. And particularly when we have school groups, we like to get kids interested in history. And we like to see the reaction to it.
Tell me your name and why you love working in museums.
My name is Vicki Ullman, and I'm the director of public programs and educational programs at Plymouth Plantation. And I love working at museums because it's a very unique way of connecting with people. It's the connecting with people that I love the most.
So my name's Renee Baruxis. I'm a communications associate at Old North Church. And I just love working at museums, especially Old North, because all these revolutionary ideas are still so applicable today. And bringing that history and applying it to the present is just really exciting, getting to share that with multi-generational guests.
My name is Frank Meehan. I work with school groups at the Discovery Museum. And the reason I do that is because, number one, I love kids, and number two, I love science. I was a science teacher in the Lexington Public Schools for 36 years at the middle school level, and so this is what I wanted to do when I retired, among other things. Play a lot of golf and stuff like that. But
why did you decide to work in a museum versus work somewhere else?
Because of the feeling of satisfaction, the meaning involved in the work, as opposed to just doing something because I needed a paycheck. So I felt this profound sense of happiness and joy with what I was doing.
Well, those were terrific. People that work in museums, I can tell when they're excited, it's because they really do make a difference day to day. With the little kid or the older person or the family or all those things. And that's the thing. To me, making a difference is what it's all about.
It's good that you can have that perspective, Dan, because I got to say, sometimes you don't think of that.
Yeah.
And it's especially if you have a small staff, one of you is constantly having to remind the other, no, we're doing a good job. We're doing okay. Yeah. And it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And those glimmers, I think that you can see them because NEMA is on the outside, that you can see them a little more often. And that's, thank you for reminding us.
All right. So, Marika, you did a terrific interview with Alex Dunn of the Trustees of Reservations. You want to tee that up for us?
Alex is a delightful person I met at conference. And I didn't know him, but I saw in his name tag that he worked for the trustees because I worked for the trustees for a short amount of time. And we didn't overlap. We overlapped for maybe a few weeks. So he was just delightful to interview, and I grabbed him at the conference, and we talked by the elevators. But I asked him a few questions, and he had some really great answers.
He really got some astounding answers. Yeah. So here we go. Alex Dunn.
My name's Alex Dunn. I am an engagement manager with the trustees. We're a nonprofit organization in Massachusetts that represents, protects 114 properties. and I work at four of them. And I've been working in the museum field for, I just realized, and this last session that broke us down by years in the field, that I've been in the field for 12 years, which was sort of surprising and also exciting. So I've definitely, I'm somebody who came to the field through education. I'm the product of teachers. I've been spending my whole life avoiding becoming a classroom teacher. I'll just go ahead and state that for the record, which I'm starting to come around that maybe I'll get my license and go back into the classroom. But when I came into museums, I realized that it was a place I could combine my love of, specifically in my case, place. I'm fascinated by place and how natural setting interacts and overlaps with cultural setting, and how that all plays out in the arts and in other ways. So I've actually now had the privilege to work at a history museum, at an art museum, at a science museum, and environmental education work as well. So kind of span museums. And I love museums because of the setting to sort of blur the categories, I guess. It's the one thing that teaching in the classroom you don't get to do as easily, I think, is blur categories. So, you know, learning about history through art, learning about, you know, nature through history, you know, all these kind of ways of crossover. I think that's why I love museums.
What is the biggest challenge museums face?
Oh.
All your answers begin with a sigh.
It's because I'm 12 years deep. I'm not fresh-faced. What is the biggest issue? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a complicated question. I don't know. I think museums are actually in a good place. I mean, I think they do face challenges. Of course, you know, funding, obviously, and staying relevant in a ever-widening field of free time options and complicated family lives and personal lives and changing demographics and people not knowing or not feeling like they are welcome at a museum, obviously, are huge concerns. So, you know, broadening audience. But at the on the flip side, I'm like, well, you know, I think museums are never going to be all things for all people. And I think maybe this is, again, I've been thinking so much about career stages that maybe I'm just really in my own world here, and maybe this is just something I'm working on, but maybe it's a sort of accepting what we do and doing what we do the best that we can. So doing what we do very well, right? It's like, if we are fill in the blank, then we are the best fill in the blank. Which I think is moving away from maybe a more youthful perspective on museums, which was that we are going to be all things for all people. And I'm not saying that museums don't try new things and be creative and push the envelope and think outside the box, but doing it thoughtfully and doing it in a way that's still in line with their mission. And I think that puts them in a place where they are, you know, museums are never going to have 100% participation. I mean, that's just not a thing. Like, just as hospitals never will, just as, you know, local schools never will. I mean, there's no institution that's going to have 100%. So it's like the people that do come there, they're having the best moment at that museum that they could possibly have.
If you had all the time and the money in the world to do a museum side project, what would it be about?
The thing that I've been obsessing about lately is how we communicate environmental information visually. And I think it comes back from being a bird watcher and not being a strong reader and being a very visual person. And I always loved bird guides, like Peterson's Field Guide, right? You open it up and you get all this information visually, as in what birds are in my state. And what do they look like? So what can I see? So I'm totally fascinated by how we share more and more complex and compelling stories visually, and specifically around the environment. So one thing I would love to do is see and this is maybe more of a book in my mind than a museum, but I think there's a lot of overlap. You know, is like as a kid walking into the woods, you know, where do we start? Where does that kid start to find find out what's happening all around them. So, you know, you can, there's one book that will tell you what the trees are, and there's one book that tells you what the birds are, but how do you know what the entire habitat or the entire natural community is and how they interact? How do you know, like, what the storylines of all these animals are happening simultaneously?
That's fantastic. That's what I want to see that.
That was a great interview.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah,
I loved his answers. I think that what's great about what he said is his experience working in different kinds of museums and how you can learn from those different disciplines and weave them together. He's definitely an educator.
Yeah. I like the question about the museum side project. Was this motivated by your own museum side project?
Yeah. I've long suspected that not all museum workers are happy at work, and this makes me very sad because I know so many wonderful people at museums. A couple of years ago, I decided to formalize my suspicions, so I started a project called joyfulmuseums.com. And I've been exploring the issue of workplace culture. I've been talking to a lot of people, many people that are listening. I've corralled in a corner and made them get on the couch and tell me their troubles. and I don't know. I guess with the side project, you aren't able to devote your whole being to something that you care so much about. And that's the hardest part for me. I care so much about people at work. Smart, wonderful, caring people. Like, just listen to what we heard earlier about why do people work in museums. And I think, unfortunately, we don't work in a field that is rewarded financially or with other resources. And I think that is to the detriment of the field as a whole. I think that if we all helped each other a little bit better at work, we would be unstoppable. Museums across the country, across the world, would be unstoppable if we helped out our fellow workers. And I think that Joyful Museums, the message is, together we can make work better.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I'm sure we'll hear more about Joyful Museums in episodes to come. And thank you for being with us for our maiden voyage of the Museum People podcast. We appreciate it. I hope you stick with us for future editions of this. We'd like to hear from you, of course. And so if you've got ideas for folks to interview in future podcasts, and if you want to answer the question of why do you work in museums, we'd love to hear from you. Go to the website nemanet.org/museumpeople, and you can log your answers there.
You can also like Nema on Facebook.
That's right.
And also on Twitter. Hashtag museum people. Why not?
Yeah, we're making this up.
I think
up.
We just
we'll
made that
this.
Up.
Right.
We love you, museum people.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Next time on Museum People.
If museums had more money, what could we do?
More of what we're already great at and more experiments into new ways to reach audiences.
And it's a difficult story to tell because it's not pleasant and it's not pretty. But it is real.
Marika, episode 2.
Dan.
Wow, this is exhausting. It's fun.
Museum People is a production of the New England Museum Association, which connects, inspires, and empowers cultural institutions to provide their communities with deep and authentic experiences. Have an idea or comment for Museum People? Go to nemanet.org/museumpeople to provide feedback, get information about episodes, and learn how to subscribe. Thanks for listening.